It's a serious problem for many men, but in case certain authorities or children are listening, we can't say what it is. Instead, we'll tell a story about pitching a tent. Young Johnny used to pitch a tent with even the slightest breeze. But as he got older, things changed. He struggled to keep that tent up no matter how hard he or an appealing partner tried. He took Viagra, Cialis, and still had issues. And his camping life suffered. Until he heard about a guaranteed treatment from a clinic here in Chicago. New Mail Medical Center. With a custom blend of FDA-approved medications, no surgery involved, New Mail Medical helped Johnny pitch, keep it up, and enjoy timely camping like never before. New Mail can not only help you get your tent up, but prevent you from pitching too fast. Call 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. If you don't respond to the medication on the first visit, that visit is free. For more info, visit newmail.com. That's NUMALE.com.
Fans, starting this spring, listen to every exciting Cubs game right here on the new radio home of Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Bears head coach John Fox today revealing a couple of injury notes. First, Marquise Wilson undergoing surgery to repair a foot injury, while Antrell Roll has been placed on injured reserve.
It was probably a couple weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago. You know, obviously, it was a non-padded practice. It was a non-contact type of injury, and it was a sprained MCL.
Now, with that injury, the Bears have added Tayo Fabaluje to the active roster. They will get back on the practice field Wednesday in preparation of the Vikings game Sunday. NFL Network reporting Bengals quarterback Andy Dalton will not need surgery on a broken thumb and is still hopeful to be in the postseason. Monday Night Football is on the Score tonight. The Giants and the Dolphins will have the broadcast starting at 6:45. Baseball, Trevor Cahill has signed a one-year contract with the Cubs, and reliever Gene Machi has agreed to a minor league contract with them.
What about Thanks? Is he going to come back?
To the Cubs? No. White Sox? Yes. Pete Rose will not be reinstated. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred announced today that he has rejected Rose's appeal of that lifetime ban. The Bulls are at home tonight against Philadelphia. They're going to tip off at the UC at 7 o'clock. Meanwhile, Blackhawks goaltender Corey Crawford is the NHL's first star of the week. He went 3-0 with a couple of shutouts. This update brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. And Walgreens makes it easy to get just what you need this holiday season. Just head around the corner to find great deals and all those little gifts you need to finish off your list. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy. 670 weather tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 41. Partly cloudy tomorrow with a high of 45. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the new home for the Chicago Cubs. Hear every game next season on Sports Radio 670 The Score, the radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour brought to you by Sunrise Chevy in Glendale Heights.
Go Bears!
Bears Monday.
Another heartbreaking, soul-wrenching loss by the Bears to drop to 5-8.
Breaking down yesterday's game.
Well, this game's like throwing a win. I mean, I don't know about getting you down. It just makes you want it that much more and work that much harder.
Shotgun snap, play fake. Forte hit from behind right in his back. Ball comes out, and the Redskins have it. It is Trent Murphy.
I got beat. I was probably technically unsound in my set, and Trent Murphy took advantage of it.
I had a really
It was uncharacteristic of myself, but the good news is we get another game next week.
I was excited. You know, I live for that moment. I enjoy that moment.
The snap, the placement, the kick is on its way, and the kick is no good. Wide right, the Redskins up 24-21 here at Soldier Field.
Just push it right, you know. I don't know what to tell you.
Shotgun snap, Cousins looking right. Now middle. Now throwing middle of the end zone with a touchdown. That tight end that is killing the Bears right now, Jordan Reed.
We're a team. Everybody could have done a lot more, and that's what the team is about. The team's not about one guy. This has nothing to do with one player, whether it's, doesn't matter who it is. It's about all 53 guys coming together and finding ways to win.
Taking your phone calls on your Chicago Bears.
Hey, guys.
Let's go Bears.
What happened to the Bears? What do you think? I don't know.
Bears Monday.
You like that? You like that? I like that.
You gotta like that, right?
You like that?
No.
With Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
Yeah, we had more Kirk Cousins yesterday. He likes that. Boers and Bernstein talking to you at 312-644-6767. A Bears Monday, and yes, another losing Bears
yeah,
Monday.
Yeah, I disagree that it was heartbreaking and soul-wrenching, though.
No, none of the above, but thanks for calling.
They're a mediocre team that had a bad loss. It can't really be heartbreaking when they get a 12-play, a half-hour-long drive to start the game and just stick it right up your rear end.
Up your giggy.
For the moment they get the ball.
Get the ball. Stick it up your old giggy.
Soul-wrenching? It's a football game. The game's over. You go grocery shopping. It's so hard. My soul was okay.
Yeah, my soul's fine.
It was all right. And it was also, it was media day at Mariano's again. I don't know what, every time I go there now, there's like, I mean, just, there's Dave Edit. There's Jackie Bang. Everybody was at Mariano's yesterday. There he is, the voice of Northwestern
Sports. I saw
Joe
Bartosz over the weekend. Oh,
oh
my
God. Yeah, where? Where did they unleash basketball Joe Bartosz on
Joe
you?
Joe Bartosz at Moraine Valley.
He coaches.
Well, he wasn't coaching this team. It was somebody else was coaching. It was his son's team, fifth grade.
Oh, cool. Was it a tournament?
Yes.
Yeah? How'd your guys do?
They won.
Of course they did. They're big and tall and bad and mean, and they step on other children and make them cry.
I don't know about that, but they won a couple close games. And Joe's team, actually, they didn't allow many points. They're not very big, but they're a scrappy little bunch, and the kid looks just like Joe. I told
the
kid, oh, my God. my son.
What is he wearing little wire-rimmed glasses? Bald guy?
No,
running around like he's Bob Balaban?
No, he wasn't. He wasn't completely unattractive like Joe. He's a cute little kid. It's just he looks like Joe.
Well, he's a cute kid. He's not Joe's.
Well, he is.
Okay.
Well, then I'll check his birth certificate. I don't know. He looked like a Bartosz to
World
me.
World Cup. You're a guy.
Miss him.
I love Joe Bartosz.
One of the good dudes.
Let me go on the record. I love Joe Bartosz.
Big fan of sacks.
Yep.
To the phones we return. This is lovely Rita on the Score. Hello, Rita.
Hey, hi, how are you?
Good.
Hey, I'm going to totally agree with you on the concussion thing in the movie. About 2 or 3 years ago, there was a great front line on the whole concussion debacle or tragedy or travesty of it all. And people should definitely know about it because I'm just a school teacher who's a girl who knows about it. And people should know how horrible it is. And, of course, Dave Duerson died from it. I mean, there's big all kinds of lawsuits about it. So people don't need to watch the movie about it. They can check out the old Frontline, and it really tells you what the NFL did to that doctor who, honestly, I don't even remember the guy's name.
Bennett Omalu.
Totally
I think he's also the Bears guard.
Yeah, no, Rita, there was the front line. Yeah. There was League of Denial on PBS. There have been any number of documentaries and exposés done, whether
apparently missed by most people.
Real sports and outside the lines. So it's and now all of a sudden, apparently this is making news. So yeah, well at least thank you for educating yourself. I guess.
You know it's funny because here's how John Saunders. You know, John Saunders has hosted college football on ABC for years now, right? The halftime show. He's hosted it for years. He's been around. He's done the sports reporters for longer than I can remember. Okay. And he closes the segment by talking about, hey, you know what else? That we find out, you know, and it's not just like the big hits. It's like the little hits every time the ball is snapped that add up. That's how that conversation went, my friend.
He didn't,
that was your close.
He didn't know about the insidiousness of subconcussive trauma.
No.
He did not. Good Lord.
He did not.
The most significant study on that was done 4 or 5 years
ago. You know what? We probably need something done and take a look at high schools. I'm thinking
it was a high school study.
Done. Yeah, it's been done. I honest to God, that's the way the thing went. I'm not lying, but that's the closer.
So he'd never heard of the
nope.
Purdue he said, University
well, you know,
it's
not study. The big hit you see, and you see where the guy on the ground, it's like the little concussion. It's like when they line up and they hit helmets every time. That's what really is trouble. That's how he closed the segment.
And he had to learn that from a movie?
Apparently so.
A guy that covers the sport and has...
Yes, for a long time he's been around football, yes. So I'm telling you, Rita, you know, I know what you're saying, and I'm listening, and I hear you, But I think that there's still a lot of people who cover sports for a living who don't know this.
Who never actually heard from the actual Dr. Bennett Omalu.
Apparently not.
Until Will Smith plays him, he doesn't exist.
Well, that's the way I look at most things. Unless Will Smith...
So Muhammad Ali didn't exist.
It did not exist to me until Will Smith did.
So you never heard about this whole Muhammad Ali thing until he showed up.
I never even knew about robots.
Had you heard of Idi Amin before Forrest Whitaker portrayed him?
No.
Dave is in Fox Lake and on the Score. Hi, Dave.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I just wanted to speak to, first of all, I've never had a concussion, nor have I played football, so I can't speak to that side, but I've been diagnosed with depression. I've been on medication for 15 years, but I don't walk around in a haze all day. It's a physical lack of something that goes on in your brain.
Dave, we're not debating what serotonin levels. I'm not quite sure what your reason for your call is. My point was simply in a very specific mention of Terry Bradshaw and the difficulty that he has speaking.
Yeah.
And increasingly so.
It adds up poorly.
Coupled with the fact that he also has battled clinical depression. No one is saying that all cases of clinical depression are related to brain trauma. Simply that doctors have said that brain trauma from football and other things can increase the likelihood of developing clinical depression.
Yeah, I think whatever beatings he took during the NFL lead more to the fact he doesn't know who the players are than any depression or depression medication, I would say.
No, it's just...
That's what I'm saying. I think too many hit in the head. Because Terry... God, it's like I have a brother. He'll
show up in a remote if you do. Because you're many of your relatives, all your brothers and uncles and aunts have been showing up.
They did not show up, right, in Evanston. I'll be looking for him later this week,
though. Yeah, nobody was in Evanston except your long-lost son, Jason. He was there in the background wooing.
Well, Pluto and
yep, your other son Pluto.
I mean, come on,
that was really fun. Yeah, that was there. There were a lot of recognizable scoreheads. Even Q on the North Side made
Q on the North Side.
Oh,
that's
another
thing.
Were there. Also, another at Mariano's. Not only do I run into random media members there all the time. It's like every time I go there, it's somebody. It's Dave Edit, it's Pat Boyle, or it's... and then I get to the deli, and who's standing there but unemployed lawyer? It was just weird.
Stop going to that store.
I'm going to say.
There's got to be another one somewhere.
Might be time to move, yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think you might want to move.
Yeah, I had about enough of it, yeah. I didn't want to see any of them.
Like, hey, how's it going? Oh, hey, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
One after the other. Like, can I just go, buy some cold cuts?
Yeah, actually, I changed that. I think it's time for them to move. They should stop running into you.
Their fault.
Yes.
Yeah. You don't think about that, Maddie. What that makes their day like?
You think they go to work today and they're like, "Damn it, I ran into Bernstein again over the weekend at Mariano's."
All I wanted to do was buy some salami, and he wouldn't stop talking to me.
Icky. Their first thought: he's icky. That includes Dave Bennett.
Well, you know what? He's got a real basketball team to call, actually.
We're making a call. We've already decided. My basketball people and I, we got together over the weekend.
You did? You had your meeting?
Yep. We got together. And Northwestern will make history this year.
You think?
Yep.
But, then the conference season starts and then they always lose
not this conference
games.
Season.
And...
Nope. There's some decent teams in the Big Ten, but
there's a lot of
they're in the top half of it.
Okay.
Look, my basketball people and I, we like to play it risky. We like to go out on a limb a little bit, but we believe Northwestern is in the top half of the Big Ten.
I
listened very carefully to our conversation about Big Ten basketball. Mm-hmm.
Does it count if they make the play-ins? So just anywhere on the board in the 68, they don't actually have to be within the 16 of the play-in counts.
In Illinois, I drew a screaming thong of 4,500. Throw on for 4,500 to the UC to play UIC. 4,500 people showed up. They had 5,100 tickets sold. 4,500 people showed up for the Illini and
that
UIC.
That doesn't surprise me. How about the number of people that left the Bears game? That was half.
I would have left too. I'm telling
you. When the rain started, everybody left.
Yeah, it was.
Where did they? Were they inside or did they go home?
Home.
Well, yeah, I would think when you get that weather report and members of weather report.
Oh,
that,
Lord.
Do you,
that, this is why people don't want to go to the store and see you.
Well, wait, did you do the Sunday New York Times puzzle?
Yes.
Were you saying and members of the entire time?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Absolutely the entire time.
The entire damn thing was
I was
like,
laughing out loud.
Your awful
I,
little
I
footprints
know.
All
I
over
kept it. Saying
it's
to
just
myself.
Awful.
Yeah, but
I enjoyed the puzzle, though.
It was good. It's better. Sundays have been terrible lately. Just really, it's all the feel just is horrible.
The feel who?
The feel. Well, you know, you get the theme answers, and this is one where you could, once you got the theme, you could just write in all the theme answers, and then the rest is just tedious filling in around it.
Yeah, I know.
You know, because you could get them from the clues.
Yeah. Yeah, I looked at it and I thought, well, that has to be what this is before I ever started. That had to be what this is. And I said, well, if there's one thing I have a pretty good idea of, I think it's that.
That's wheelhouse for you.
Yeah, I know. I know some.
Mm-hmm.
So I know some.
You even
no,
knew.
I agree.
You probably even knew One Direction.
I did know One Direction. Yep. Absolutely. They lost a member and the members of members. They lost a member. The dude walked away from them.
Oh, I thought like a guy got like picked off by a sniper or something.
No, not picked off by a sniper. Okay. He left One Direction. And you know how he left, don't you?
He went in another direction.
That's correct. Yeah. That's what happened. He decided to take another direction. All right, ladies and gentlemen, to your feet.
But if once you know it's going to be pouring rain and you're going to be in Soldier Field watching the Bears, why are you going?
Why are you there?
Who's going to that game?
Well, that's another reason. I don't need it. That wasn't, it just was... You know,
I went to the game because I like the Bears. Sports is life.
No, no on that. That was that made me really kind of swear off football for the rest of the day. I watched a little bit of the Pack and the Cowboys because I always enjoy the Cowboys getting it and Mr. Moon. But I mean, the rest of it, no, I'm done. I was done. That Bear game made me sick. It did.
They literally made you sick.
It did.
It gave you clinical depression.
It gave me clinical depression, and now I'm on medication for that. That's the seventh medication I'm on. Just new since the Bears season started.
He's Terry Bors. I'm Dan Bernstein, and it is a Bears Monday. Woohoo! 312-644-6767. You're listening to The Score.
Chicago Sports Morning Show is Mully and Hanley.
Mully. You're not supposed to say anything bad about Robbie Gould, but boy, he did miss a field goal, didn't he?
Hanley.
That first quarter, well, that was something. That was one for the highlight reel, huh?
Turn them on when you get out of bed. Or get in the car. Mully and Hanley. Chicago Sports Morning Show. Turn them on at 5 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Golden State finally lost. Milwaukee got them. Milwaukee, not San Antonio, not LeBron on Christmas Day. The unbeatable Warriors machine goes into the Brew City and loses to a team that had been blown out by the Kings and the Magic. Not only that, I think the Bucks just printed a fresh blueprint for how to beat these guys. It's simple. You just get Golden State at the end of a seven-game road trip on the second night of a back-to-back following a double OT game in which Steph and Dre both played huge minutes, and then you make sure the team gets right on a plane and changes time zones and you play them less than 24 hours later and without Harrison Barnes. As long as all of those boxes are checked, they're beatable. But short of that, they're still beasts. What I'm saying is, it's just one game and they are still playing a man's game. Isn't that right, Steph?
Man's game.
I'm Jim Rome.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435. $100.
All right, guys, listen up. This is your Christmas win-win. Give her something that will make her feel hot and heat up your holiday. The Hoop Super Warm World Famous Hoodie Footy by Pajamagram. Because let's face it, guys, it's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold. The Hoodie Footy is the ultimate solution. It combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas. Head-to-toe warmth means she'll be hot in no time. You can find all the Hoodie Footy styles at pajamagram.com. Each Hoodie Footy has a drawstring hood. More importantly, though, the full zip front. Imagine getting to open that, especially if you opt for the sweet and sexy gift set. That includes a Hoodie Footy and Sexy Midnight Fantasy. Buy both today at pajamagram.com and you save $60. You don't have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery, of course, that's guaranteed. Visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Make it a Hoodie Footy holiday and please tell them the score sent you and Boris and Bernstein would do things to you.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Who doesn't love great deals during the holiday season? Head over to CBS Local Circulars to find the best deals on everything from fashion and food to electronics. Go to circulars.cbslocal.com to grab deals for everyone on your list from great retailers like Walmart and JCPenney. Ladies, listen up. Guys are impossible to shop for, right? Trying to find a holiday gift he loves is like asking Santa to give up milk and cookies. It just isn't going to happen. That's where Mantry comes in. They're a food subscription service for guys, run by guys. With products like smoked jerky, mint julep mix, and bacon spread shipped in a handsome wooden crate, you can scratch every guy off your shopping list. Visit Mantry.com/Santa to get free shipping. Again, that's Mantry.com/Santa for our special offer.
CBS Mondays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Mondays, only CBS.
Spend Fridays with New York's finest.
You are joining the greatest police department in the world.
And with a family who is the heartbeat of the city.
I'll help you. You got my word on that.
Thank you.
Because when you're a Reagan...
I come from a family of cops. Great cops.
Justice runs in the family.
I became a lawyer because I love the truth. This
is a... I will always have your back. Family comes first.
Blue Bloods. Fridays. Only CBS.
Do you need vision insurance because you're retired or your employer doesn't offer vision insurance? VSP Direct provides affordable individual vision plans direct to you. You'll see great savings and experience the lowest out-of-pocket cost in vision care. VSP Direct covers an eye exam, glasses, contacts, and more. Call 855-401-1432 to start your path to better vision. That's 855-401-1432. This coverage has exclusions and limitations. Call VSP Direct for details.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Listen, we all love Robbie, and I hope he gets a chance to work it out. If he doesn't, I understand. But if you're going to cut him, before you cut him, you better cut Shea McClellan's ass, because I am tired of watching this crap. I mean, guys, that was awful today. And somebody's going to point to the half a sack he's going to get credit for on the Willie Young sack. But, I mean, play after play, couldn't cover Jordan Reed, couldn't make a stop, couldn't bring a back down, got dragged for 5-6 yards. I mean, come on. How much longer are we going to watch this?
How long? Our senior football expert. That's the Score's great post-game show. And I think, I'm pretty sure Hub did not seem real happy with Shea McClellan. Didn't seem that way. And if you were happy with Shea McClellan, then you're one of those who wasn't watching. And I can't take that away from you if you weren't. Or if you're not standing in a rainstorm watching. I was thinking about that yesterday. What would make this Bears team worth sitting in a rainstorm to watch them?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Even that's a good Bears team, you don't want to sit in a rainstorm.
No, I don't
watch,
like. I mean, I don't like a rainstorm, you know.
Right?
No, like. No. Mm-mm. Not interested in it. I'm just not interested in it. I don't like it. I don't need it. And I was thinking, of course, that's going to empty out.
And it doesn't build character. I don't know who says what.
Character. Says, you're a fan. You're not a.
He says, what do you want to do today? Well, let's sit in a rainstorm and watch the Bears.
Build some character.
All right, let's go do that.
Build character.
I mean, look, I did it as a kid when it was one of the coldest games ever played at the end of the season in 1983. When they went to 8-8 with the win over the Packers, and it was, 1,000 degrees below zero. We're sitting in sleeping bags and. I really kind of would rather not have been there now that I think about it because I was damn cold. I guess when you're a kid, you don't care because you're stupid.
Yes, I said this before. I'm not that interested anyway. I mean, it would have been difficult to want to go to any of them anymore, but particularly a Bears game and sit out in the rain to watch that. Look, you're a ways away yet. You're ways away from getting to where you want to be. Do I think the Bears can get there? I don't know. I don't know. I know that this regime is going to keep trying. They see what we see. It's not like some of these people, I'm not sure they were watching the same game.
Yeah, you're not going to have to worry about Shea McClellan next year. You're not going to have to worry about Shea McClellan next year.
Correct.
He was given every chance. And Vic Fangio did everything right as a coach. And he supported him, and they found a position for him, and they tried to see what a former first-round pick could do. But we've seen it. Mm-hmm. He's bad.
Yes.
He's had a couple decent games where he makes some plays, but for every one of those, there's the confused play, and there's the, I'm here to do something. I'm not here fast enough, and now I can't really do what I intend to
really do.
There's certain guys, you got to be a predator at that position. You watch Luke Kuechly, you watch Von Miller, you watch some of these guys and how they arrive on the scene. They're beating you to the spot and they're blowing you up. It's not like, oh, there you are. Okay, I'm going to come on over here and how's it going? I'm going to try to wrap it up.
Wait for me.
Right, and then you get stiff-armed.
Wait for me. Oh, hold on.
The broken tackles and all that. There's a strength at the point of attack. There's a suddenness in the read and react. Yeah, and some guys can have one but not the other and make do. You can't lack both.
And it's Kuechly!
Yes. Spanish Kuechly good too.
Any language he said, he's fine. You see, he is, I mean, that Atlanta thing too, that's like, dude, it's way too late in the season to be shut out. I mean, isn't it? And a team that won, what, five of its first six? Mm-hmm. They're 5-0, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
And Matt Ryan looks like a completely different guy.
I know.
I don't know what happened to him.
And to my knowledge, he's not injured. I've never heard anybody say there's something wrong with him. And his weapons are still there as far as I can see. I don't know. I can't explain it. I mean, they were 3-13 last year, though. So I guess whatever expectations you had, But, you know, Brian Billick, no more of a football expert than Brian Billick told there's a lot of teams in the NFL that would be happy to have Matt Ryan.
He said it. Yeah, we talked about all the weird quarterbacking stories, and they are strange again. But, boy, you know, for Cam Newton, a guy who has all the detractors that he has, I don't know what more you want from that guy. Some of the throws he's making to bums. He's making bums look good.
Yeah.
He's got nothing.
Oh, in clutch situations too. It's not just like when they're losing. It's when they're on the road and they're down and they're getting beaten up that he makes these kind of plays.
Yeah, some of the best throws I saw. There was a touchdown that Cam Newton threw like 15. It was like a magic bullet of a throw, and the screen pass that Cutler got to Eddie Royal.
Oh yeah, that thing. Yeah.
I have no idea how the hell he did that.
Neither.
But just the athleticism of being able to do something like that, that's the kind of thing where you can, you scout these guys and you watch and you can say what you want about Johnny Manziel and his feet and everything. But you know in this league, the guys under that kind of duress, as Cutler was all day.
Yeah,
there was a guy in his lap all day.
Yeah, there was.
Still making those throws.
Yeah, he made some, but I'm just saying, you know what? I guess what Newton does is the touchdown celebration and touches some nerves and makes people mad.
In this league, that's what makes you mad?
Yeah, that's apparently it. Yeah, I was reading
all the things in NFL football that can make you mad, and that's where you're going to plant your flag.
Yep.
On a touchdown celebration,
yeah, he does that thing in the end zone. Yep. He has another ball. He does the whole thing. Yep.
So
about
what?
10 seconds worth.
And that bothers who? How?
I don't know. Bothers fans, I
guess. Act like you've been there.
Yeah, bothers people.
Stop. Just stop with that.
Bothers people. So anyway, I don't care about that. All I know is that he's elevated himself. And I don't know if he stays there. I really don't. If he stays at that level he's at now forever. Right now, there's something about him that says, you know, they just might not lose. And even if they do, it's because they're going to start resting. You know, they're a fairly healthy team. You got to ask yourself if you're Chico, do you want to rest some people? Do you want to make sure that you can go into the playoffs healthy?
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Chris Ronji. The Bears have placed Dontrell Roll on injured reserve. His season is over. That now makes room for Tayo Fabaluje. Sherrick McManus is now in concussion protocol. He started showing symptoms after the loss yesterday to Washington. The Bears are 5-8 on the season. They will take on the Vikings this week. Bengals quarterback Andy Dalton still hoping to be back for the postseason. He is not going to have surgery on his broken thumb. And we've got Monday Night Football tonight on the Score. The broadcast at 6:45. The Giants take on the Dolphins. Cubs have agreed to a one-year contract with pitcher Trevor Cahill and a minor league deal with reliever Gene Machi. The Giants, who once had Machi, have reportedly agreed to a 6-year contract with Johnny Cueto that is pending. That is pending.
Dombrowski, blah, blah, blah.
He's wonderful. That deal's pending a physical. Elsewhere, Commissioner Rob Manfred has announced Pete Rose's lifetime ban will remain. Bulls host the Sixers tonight at the UC. Corey Crawford named the NHL's first star of the week. The Blackhawks will take on Colorado tomorrow. Streaming on the Score is brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com. I'm Chris Ronji, and you're listening to the new home for the Chicago Cubs. Hear every game next season on Sports Radio 670 The Score, the radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour brought to you by Home Run In Pizza. Cater Home Run In Pizza for your holiday party.
I see a tweet here from 670thescore.com's Chris Emma. He says that Bears tight end Zach Miller looked ahead to his next contract, saying, "I want to be here." He has 5 touchdowns in the last 6 games. And it's an interesting case with Miller because he's 31.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the injuries he's had, he hasn't been able to rack up the mileage.
Right, he's more like 38.
No, it's quite the opposite.
No, when you watch him and he starts getting hit, he's not, you know, some of those,
My point is he hasn't played a lot of football.
He hasn't played a lot of football, but I don't trust him staying in one piece.
That's different.
I could.
He's had some weird injuries, though. It's like it's a broken bone he's had more traumatic injury than wear and tear.
Yeah, I still don't trust him. I think that you, despite his little glimmer of hope here, I think you look elsewhere because Martellus is done, and you kind of look around.
I will tell you, the one pass that was in the direction of Kari Lee, that did not go.
Oh, boy. He acted like he'd never seen a pass through an end.
Oh, my God, football!
What is that? What are you doing?
That was not a professional receiver.
Yeah, he got out of his brain. Look, here comes the ball. What are you doing?
You know what? You know how we laugh when we read the scouting reports during Who's Your Guy every year, and we see something like the phraseology is something like reacts well to the thrown ball?
Right.
We say, well, yeah, he's a receiver. That was a case of not reacting well to a thrown ball.
That was like, holy crap, what is that coming? What is that?
What is that object?
I mean, that was, yeah. I don't think he's the answer either. I think that the oddity of an object being thrown at him is probably too much for him. But I think you look around a little bit. I do not trust Zach Miller for another season of whatever that is. Nothing. Don't. I think that's really risking it. You've got to find, I don't know if you can find a top of the line tight end or draft somebody or whatever you have to do, but I want somebody else here. Not certainly not the guy who acts like you threw the ball. What is that? What did you just do? That was one of the worst reactions I've ever seen, wasn't it?
Yeah, but he was open too.
He's wide open. Wide open. I think he'd be wide open all day. How many would he catch?
I don't know. I wonder what it looks like in practice.
Second one he would have said, oh, now I got it.
Oh, yeah, football. Okay, football, now I know what that is. I've seen that before.
I don't know. That was...
Yeah, there's going to be some rough moments in the film room after that Bears game. There's going to be, I mean, despite the fact that Kyle Fuller had the interception, the first half he was just lost.
Yeah, they had...
And the inside linebackers were lost, and Kyle Long couldn't find his guy. I mean, he's just screaming, oh, I missed him again, Jay. Oh, there, you fumbled, sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, and they also had yesterday, and they did it all weekend. They had like this, the unfortunate times of putting a sideline camera on somebody when Gase was talking to Cutler, and you read his lips. It was like, no effing, you know, it was, mm-hmm. I mean, it's like, really? Of all the times in the world I caught him, and then Rod Marinelli yesterday, too.
Always.
Was just dropping him, and finally they just took him off there.
Well, they got Kyle Long, too, in slow motion, dropping a slow-mo F-bomb.
Yeah.
It was like, let's F and go, or something like that. And,
He wasn't very good either, so I think there was a lot yesterday that you just look at and you go, oh, God, it just sort of reminds you that, yes, while the game is close, while the game could have your interest if you really were interested in bad, I mean, the fact is you've got a long way to go yet.
See, and the truth is, too, their victories could have gone either way.
They could have, yeah.
They play close games. They're probably right where they should be for as good or bad as they are. That if you're going to say, well, you know, this play and that play, every NFL game somebody can say something with the what-ifs. The game's over, there's a score on the board, and that's what it is. And if you start giving them, well, you know, they're right there with this and right there with that, then you may just take away some of their wins.
Yeah, then you take away something that's not true.
Yeah, go talk to the Raiders.
Then you're fooling yourself, yeah.
Talk to the Chiefs, talk to the Raiders, talk about some of these wins and say, you know, well maybe do they get to do it too?
Yeah. Yeah, because Derek Carr sucked yesterday, and they still won. So, I mean, in this league, there's no figuring anything out. You don't worry about it. All you can do is what we try to do is look at guys. Look at what you have there. And not worry so much about what the score is, because you don't expect much anyway. Whatever it is, it is. But you are trying to identify somebody you can use. Somebody that you want around, that's good enough to stay around, or that you found. And they found a few guys, I think. I think the draft has been very good for them. But that's all it is for me. I'm trying to identify guys that I think when the Bears are good, they're lining up. And right now, I'm short some players, dude.
Yeah, Grasu, we had on sort of the good side of the ledger for a draft pick. But physically, he's getting killed.
That's why I hope that this offseason, as Olin Kreutz has pointed out when he's talked to us, that you can, you know, you can start to head in the right direction with that, because that direction's bad. But I'm not saying he can't be the center.
He knows how to play the position.
He does.
But he can't do the leverage stuff he did in college at this level. And by the way, Pot Roast gained more weight, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
I know he's a big guy, but he's got a big roll of fat hanging off his belly now that he didn't have before. I mean, I think Terrence Knighton's a large individual, but I don't remember him looking that sloppy. if they asked him to just go for bulk instead of for speed, but ooh.
Well, maybe they didn't ask him anything. That's just what he looks like. It's like
he just decided, I don't need to be told to eat. I'm going to eat.
I'm going to eat, and here I am. Move me.
Well, okay. Grisou was like...
Yeah, there's no chance.
Completely overwhelmed.
But I give him a chance during the offseason to kind of build up to actually get ready to play. I don't think he's an awful player. I don't think he's a dumb player. I think he just needs some actual beef and some other, you know, few other technique things. And that. But I don't think he's like a non-starter on a good team. I think he could. He could. There's other guys, I just want them gone.
That's Terry Bors, and I'm Dan Bernstein, and we are talking Bears on a Bears Monday. Rich Campbell from the Tribune will join us at 5. You got the score.
Bears lose to Washington. Get a full recap of the loss. Find out what went wrong. Plus, we'll preview their rematch with the Vikings on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
With the year wrapping up, we're wrapping up deals at Sunrise Chevrolet this holiday season. Choose from $10,000 off MSRP or 0% financing for 72 months on a great selection of new Chevys. Get low lease payments on our most popular models, including the new 2016 Chevy Malibu. Lease for just $179 a month with zero down. Wrap up the year with Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights or visit sunrisechevrolet.com. On select new models to qualify buyers, financing in lieu of rebates and incentives. Offer excludes tax, title, license, and dock fee.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
CBS Mondays.
They're a team of high IQ personnel.
These geniuses are the smartest people in the room. Any room.
Ready to help however we can.
And they may not fit into the world.
It's okay to admit you don't have all the answers.
Every problem has a solution.
But they're the only ones.
We got 2 minutes to avoid a meltdown.
I'm gonna figure this out.
Who can save it?
We got a live one.
Signal's up.
20 seconds.
Together we can do things that no one else can do.
Scorpion. Mondays. Only CBS.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
CBS Tuesdays.
You're not going to believe this.
NCIS is now the most watched drama in the world.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Only one show rules with viewers.
Nice.
And only one agent.
Special Agent Kipps.
Makes the rules.
Rule 38. Your case, your lead.
I think I'm going to like this.
Rule number 8. Never take anything for granted.
See for yourself why NCIS rules.
That's quite a coincidence.
Rule number 39, no such thing as a coincidence.
NCIS, CBS Tuesdays.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your weekend starts with Thursday Night Football on NFL Network. You'll be there for the big-time showdowns and bitter rivals. Ground and pound and pass happy. Memories are made. Legends live on. Up-and-comers break out. Stars shine bright. Prime-time matchups. It's all here. Thursday Night Football on NFL Network. Night-night.
CBS Thursdays. Two Broke Girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max. I'll be your waitress because they don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting.
Sorry, Caroline. That's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it. We're done.
Maximize your Thursday.
Congratulations. You made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up for some laughs.
I am so back.
With Two Broke Girls.
That's Max. I'm Caroline. We're the owners of this store.
And about 4 pairs of socks.
CBS Thursdays.
Why are more and more people starting their day with CBS This Morning?
more real news.
We are following an unfolding story.
Dramatic new images this morning.
This has just happened. This is breaking news.
Join Charlie Rose.
New concerns about security in the nation's capital.
Nora O'Donnell.
Senator, why shouldn't Congress have more oversight?
And Gail King.
What do you make of all these leaks? What do you think is going on?
CBS This Morning. More real news.
We're going to be monitoring the latest developments, and we'll bring you new details as they come in.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Make more happen.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I'm showing Herman and Homewood.
I used to respect and look forward to Olin's opinions on the game, but now he has no credibility to continue to try to hold up McClellan. McClellan's not even NFL caliber. I don't care about lining people up. He has to play the position. If he wants to be a coach, put a headset on him. I couldn't be more disgusted with anybody's play than Shea McClellan.
Yeah, what do you say to that? Wow.
Hey, when you're right, you're right, man. Hey, I didn't even know I had credibility before that call. Listen, Herman, you are right. But here's the other side to it that people need to understand, that Shea is not a one-man gang out there. And no, Shea is not Mike Singletary, or he's not Brian Urlacher, or he's not Lance Briggs, but he's not the only guy on the field. So when you see a running back popping through the middle of the field, there's more guys to blame than one guy.
That's it. Oh, my God. Well, Olin answering his critics. You like it. You got Boris and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to score. It's a Bears Monday, 312-644-6767.
There's a thought on Twitter from Schmutzy who says, I'm a little worried we may be looking at Haronis McClellan. Not yet. Come on. Get off the ledge with him. He wasn't even supposed to play this year.
I mean.
It's not a first-round pick.
And they knew it, too. It wasn't like they said, yeah, you know what, we got our center. No, they did. That wasn't what it was for, so I don't think. I mean, they knew he had a lot of ways to go.
And he wasn't supposed to play this year. They signed a veteran to man the position, and then he was forced into action when Montgomery got hurt. Leo in Naperville, you're on the score.
Hey, guys. Yeah, from the Bears, I've come full circle this year with this team. I started out not caring, and then they gave me a reason to care and get involved and watch. Now I'm back to the point where I thank God I didn't sit in that game yesterday in that rain. But I've been impressed with the, pace and the staff and the swiftness that they've made roster decisions in, who they've cut and, identifying who can play and who cannot. And we're beyond the point where we know this is a good staff. We know that Pace has made some good decisions and they've had a good draft. But I'm really looking forward to this offseason to see how they evaluate their own picks and their own free agent signings. And hopefully they bring that same, swiftness of decision-making with it. And Schmutzy made a point about Aronis Garcia. And, yes, he was pressed into service and whatnot. But, it's his third-round pick, and, he may have been rushed, but he hasn't shown me anything. And he's been getting blown up. And he's right at this point, he is not a starter.
Yep.
And if we're going to be ruthless, you got to be ruthless with your own guys. It's one thing to cut someone else's picks, it's another thing to ship someone else's free agents. But when it's your own pick and it's a third round pick, that's a guy that's got to get on the field and got to make a play. And Grissou is just not living it up to it. And so I'm anxious to see kind of how they evaluate their own picks in this offseason.
I think they're going to do it completely honestly. That is one thing that I trust about this regime. Is that they're watching the same games we're watching.
Yep.
Look, Adrian Amos was bad yesterday.
Oh, Lord, was he ever.
He's had a plus season for a fifth-round pick. He's been asked to do an awful lot. He had a long day. He had a rough day.
Yeah, Leo, I think that there's no doubt you're right about Grissou, but I think there's a look, if the Bears don't see it, if they think, well, I don't care what he does, I don't care what kind of he adds to his game, what kind of shape, whatever that you have to do to get to that. If they think he's not going to do it, he'll be gone with his third round or not. And I think that's the way they're going to operate. But I think they think the opposite of him, that he will put some weight on, get a little bit, add some strength, do some things you absolutely need to do to play that position at that level, because he's sadly lacking in those. And if they make the decision, oh, you know what? I don't think he can play no matter what he does. They'll cut him. I mean, I think when it comes to ruthless and doing, that's what they have to be, and I think they will be.
Yeah, listen to what Matt Bowen said. That there's just no time. You can't do that. You can't waste the time. Hell, even when Jerry Angelo made some of these bad picks, it's not like he hung on to Dan Bazine.
Just
Michael Okwo, just because these are first day, where it used to be called first day picks.
I wish some Michael Okwo could hit at any time.
No.
I don't know what he was going to hit, but no, I didn't.
Gabe Kiremi's gone. All these bad picks, they play themselves out.
Yeah, play themselves out.
What happened to McClellan is that he was the beneficiary of a new defensive scheme that had no linebackers. And they figured, what do they have to lose? He's under contract.
Yep.
It was a free look. And they got their look.
Yep.
So now you know. I think they're going to move on.
I do too.
They moved on real quick from Bostic.
Boy, they sure did. They sure did.
It is always easier to get rid of somebody else's picks because they're not your guy. But what is...
Well, it hurts when they're second rounders, though. You know, I don't care who picked them.
What's different, though, is when not only was it not your guy, but they were picked for a different defense.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, all in all, I think that I believe, I have no doubt, and I say no doubt, and that's pretty strong, that Fox and Pace will get this thing right. I don't know when, but they'll get it right. It'll take some time, but they'll get it right.
And that's even if Adam Gase is able to keep up his standing as a sought-after potential head coach. Keep seeing his name pop up. Now it's the Lions vacancy that I'm seeing.
A popping.
Yeah, and he's still, even though this offense has had its clunky moments the last couple of weeks, how many times do they check to that little trap run where the guy falls down for a yard?
Oh, God. Too many.
Too many.
Too many. Too many times.
Where they're lined up and Cutler's waiting, and then audibles to that run and it fails.
Yeah.
They've done that in the last 3 weeks, like just like over and over and over again.
Yeah, I will say this, that in the last couple weeks, there's nothing you would think, there's not a lot of kindness you'd come away with concerning the Bears' offense. There's not a lot of kind words, where in the first part of the season, I think everybody was just happy to see it so well managed, and it seemed more prepared, and it seemed ready, and it seemed, willing to do other things that we hadn't seen before, and in time, not having to call timeout because everybody was confused. Everything seemed to be on the same page, but the last couple weeks, it's been bad.
But how much of that was an offshoot of just pushing the Cutler narrative? Pushing the quote-unquote changed Cutler narrative and say, well, now we've got to find a reason for it, and it's got to be Adam Gase. It has to be. That some of it was just forced there,
probably.
even though it might...
Definitely.
I still think a lot of it just might be Cutler's getting a little smarter. You know, his press conferences have been better. Have you noticed that?
Yep.
He's much more engaged. He's much less insouciant. He doesn't roll his eyes. He doesn't... I don't know why. If I'm trying to figure out why, I'm just guessing. But it's possible that Adam Gase hasn't had that much to do with Cutler's maturation at all.
Right. Well, yes, that's possible. You also know that you're... and he knows, too, that this is not just a one-year experiment for Jay. He's coming back next year, too, to do it. So, I mean, it's not... I mean, there's some investment in it by him because there's nothing to lose. I mean, he understands that. There's nobody going to take his job. They're not bringing in some first-round quarterback or a quarterback that's going to take his job. They're going to use that paper they have left, and he's going to stay. I mean, I agree with all this stuff, but I'm not sure, even though the last couple weeks have been clunky.
Mm-hmm.
You know, And not as smooth as I would prefer it, by the way. There seems still seems to be a lot of confusion in the last 7 seconds of snapping the ball. And maybe there always is by teams, but they seem to be especially like...
Oh, and speaking of developing quarterbacks, did you read... One of the must-reads after a Bears game is Brad Biggs the next day when he does his 10 thoughts?
Yes.
I mean, this guy just generates so much copy. I mean he busts his ass. The Tribune really has outstanding Bears coverage.
Yes, they do.
And as do we, by the way, for what we do. But I always enjoy reading Biggs' stuff. I did not know the story behind Matt Blanchard and his head injury. Did you know about this?
I did not. I'm starting to feel like I should be on the sports reporters.
Well, no, just I had no idea that it was something this severe happened to Matt Blanchard. It's troubling stuff. But we need to take a break.
Yep.
Do an update. Come back. We'll have that for you and more on Bears Monday on the Score.
Bears lose to Washington. Jason Goff here from the Spiegel and Goff Show. Middays 9-1. Yep, we're looking back at the loss to find out how this one got away. What's going on? Plus, we'll preview their rematch with the Vikings on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for...
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Well, last night, my Xfinity TV app really came in handy. Hi there, TV friends. It's Matt Abaticola. My daughter's home from school. She had four of her girlfriends over. They took over the entire family room while the wife was upstairs watching an episode of The Real Housewives of Somewhere. And Homeland was coming on, and I needed to watch. So I grabbed my tablet, a big glass of scotch, and I sat down on the couch next to the Christmas tree, pulled up live TV using my Xfinity TV app. I can watch live TV from any device, anywhere I go, with a 3G, 4G, or Wi-Fi connection. Just imagine how the Xfinity TV app can change your life. You'll never miss another show again. Since you're listening to this dumb radio show, you're like me, and you think sports is life. And since Xfinity is the home of the most live sports, you'll catch every game, no matter where you are, with the Xfinity TV app. You can get started with the Xfinity TV app and Xfinity TV for just $19.99 a month for a year. So call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com. This offer ends for Xfinity TV on 12/31/15, and certain restrictions and requirements apply. So don't wait. Get this done before the holidays and get the best in home entertainment. Just call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com.
CBS Tuesdays.
Tell me something interesting.
The city is one of a kind.
You've never seen anything like it.
The team is one for all.
Home isn't a place. It's the people.
And NCIS New Orleans is one to watch.
Exactly.
See why the good times...
You're smiling.
...are rolling.
Well, it looks like they have rolled out the red carpet.
On the hit drama down in the Big Easy.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
That's what I'm talking about.
NCIS New Orleans, CBS Tuesdays.
CBS Tuesdays. A pill will make one man a genius.
Suddenly, I had access to every brain cell.
The FBI will make him their smartest weapon.
That's a resource. Let's make it our resource.
Don't miss the mind-blowing new series from executive producer Bradley Cooper.
You're on the verge of having a life that most people can't even begin to imagine.
Limitless.
The world is all there for the taking. I just have to decide what to do with it.
Tuesdays, only CBS.
Spend Fridays with New York's finest.
You are joining the greatest police department in the world.
And with a family who is the heartbeat of the city.
I'll help you. You got my word on that.
Thank you.
Because when you're a Reagan...
I come from a family of cops. Great cops.
Justice runs in the family.
I became a lawyer because I love the truth. This
is our... I will always have your back. Family comes first.
Blue Bloods. Fridays. Only CBS.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
B-Dubs presents B-Dubbing.
All right. They're up by 21, but now's not the time.